Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is in the miracle working business. And as I have been waiting before the Lord as to what would be most helpful, most beneficial to those who are going to be listening this week, God has placed a message on my heart that I pray will encourage you and stir your faith. You know, as we're going to be going into the 11th chapter of John, relating an experience that the disciples went through and the things that God wanted to teach them, Jesus wanted to teach them. And I was thinking, because I know in the Spirit, there are some listening that really need God's touch on their own spirit, on their soul. Now, if you're in a place of rejoicing and feeling on top of the world and you see prayer being answered, we rejoice with you because the Word tells us to do that. However, we are living in difficult times, and I know by the Spirit, many who are listening right now have gone through some severe trials and testings, and you need to have your faith encouraged. You need to be comforted and encouraged by the Lord, because some of you have felt, as much as you've tried to walk in obedience to the Lord, at the times you've persevered and carried on, when you felt your strength, your spiritual strength, your moral strength, your physical endurance was just being tested to the uttermost, that you just have to have God move in your life. And some that are listening feel that you wouldn't voice this, and you may not even express it in prayer to the Lord, but you feel like you're a failure. You feel that you've lost opportunities as you look at the past, the things that could have been, and through decisions you've made or through circumstances, the things you so wanted to see come to pass didn't. And so you feel obviously the problem's got to be with you. Well, beloved, in this passage of scripture we're going to be looking at, these were disciples of Jesus. They lived with him. They saw the mighty miracles of God, and they were in a place that they needed their faith strengthened and encouraged, because we know in part, we see in part, but God has so much for us. His promises are yea and amen. They are from everlasting. He has secured our redemption, our foundation, before the foundation of the world. Jesus, is that not what the scriptures say? Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So God had provision in place for not only our salvation and our redemption, but our infirmities, our weakness, our afflictions, the things that we will go through in this world. Jesus said, you will have tribulation in this world, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So having shared that, knowing by the Spirit, God wants to minister to your place and point of need. He wants you to be encouraged. He wants your hope to be stirred and arise. Sometimes it feels like we were sitting in ashes of defeat. There are times in my life I have felt like that. I felt so very low, but God has been faithful. And out of the darkness and out of the lack of strength and out of the ashes of defeat, hope and faith arise and victory will come. And that's what I want you to lay hold of this week as we go into the Word of God. And the title of my message is Only Believe. And we're going to be looking at a very familiar Bible text found in the 11th chapter of John. And so I want to start reading now Before I do that, though, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for the mighty promises of your word that are contained in the stories and the parables and the things we read in God's word. And Father, I pray not only for your anointing on me that I can convey your heart to your people, but Father, those who are down and low and suffering, those who need to see some light at the end of the tunnel. Father, I release the mighty power of God that every shackle of discouragement, every shackle of undefeat shall go in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for your strength. I thank you, Lord, where doubt and unbelief has tried to crowd out all hope and all encouragement, Father, that the faith of God will arise. And Lord, that you will strengthen your people, your beloved, with might in their inner man, that they will know beyond a shadow of a doubt they are more than conquerors in you, and nothing can come against them, that it is greater than you. And so, Father, I thank you for that spirit of the overcomer to be imparted to your people, to be that knowledge that we are more than overcomers, more than conquerors in your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. And so, beloved, God wants to enlarge and he wants to perfect your faith. He wants to do the same for me and for every single child of God. We're all in different places spiritually. We all, our knowledge of the Lord, perhaps you're newly saved, perhaps you're a new Christian, and you're just learning all the wonderful things there are in terms of the kingdom of God. Some of you have walked with God, mature saints, for many, many decades, and yet you're still experiencing trials and temptations. Why? Well, because one of the greatest saints that ever lived, the Apostle Paul, has had that same experience. And many of the most wonderful words that were ever penned were penned when he was suffering, when he was in imprisonment, when it seemed others had just abandoned him and he stood alone, but he said, "The Lord stood with me." So none of us have gone through the kinds of things the Apostle Paul and many wonderful saints of God have gone through, laying down their lives for the cause of Christ. But beloved, let us lay down our life for the cause of Christ, that we might bring glory to him, whatever he has for us, whether it's a martyrdom or whether it's overcoming victory, whatever it is, our times are in his hand. That's what the scriptures say. And so, let me just share a couple of scriptures before we get into our text. Psalm 119 and 32. The psalmist says, "I will run in the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart." You see, there's a twofold process happening. He is saying he will run with strength, with hope, with faith, with encouragement in the way God wants him to walk. Not just walk, but he's going to run. He's going to have so much strength and energy. But that happens after something, when Lord, you shall enlarge my heart, shall give us that strength we need in our spirit, shall strengthen our resolve and our decisions and our surrender and consecration, that we can be enlarged to understand things we haven't understood before. Lord, you have to increase our spiritual understanding. And so, Father, I claim that for every listener. And then a beautiful passage found in Isaiah, the 54th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at verse 2. And the prophet is speaking to God's people. The Lord is speaking, "Enlarge the place of thy tent." Are you willing to do that? And you would say, "Well, I can hardly handle where I'm at right now." No, no, that's what the Lord is saying. "Enlarge the place of your tent, beloved, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation." You know, one of the things I pray for you, my UCM partners, my radio family, I pray the prayer of Jabez every day, that we will enlarge the place of our habitation, and that the Lord will keep us from evil, that it might not grieve us, and that we will glorify the Lord as we are strengthened in our walk, that we will be able to do everything that God has called us to do. Isaiah goes on to say, spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. You don't know all that God has planned for you. We tend to limit. We say, well, you know, circumstances, this is my life right now. You know, I just don't have the physical strength. I'm up in years, or whatever the circumstances might be. Dealing with young children, you have, you know, the duties of a homemaker, of a wife, of a mother. There are certain seasons in our lives, and we tend to limit those seasons. We can say, well, you know, I can't do this. But verse 3 says, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither shalt thou be confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. Beloved, it's time to let go of the past, to look with faith and hope and peace and confidence toward the future God has ordained for you. He said through Jeremiah, I know the plans that I have for you, to give you a future and a hope. Praise God. Well, I haven't even gotten into the message today, but the Lord has just been trying to prepare us and establish our hearts that we can begin to look forward to the new thing He wants to do in our lives. Are you ready for that, brother and sister? I hope so. That's my prayer for you. And as we come to the closing of this, our time together, I do ask your prayers, and I thank you for your continued faithfulness in listening, and UCM Partners, your willingness to support this ministry and radio and in all the outreaches we have. I love you, pray for you every day, and I ask that you will share your prayer requests, whatever, if those circumstances, those spiritual needs that I shared at the beginning of the broadcast fit you, God has a purpose. If He's moving upon you to jot that contact information down, I invite you to write. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.